With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump's fate about to be in the hands of the jury after closing arguments, which are expected next Tuesday.
The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have been in court listening to the testimony, but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. The jury represents a diverse cross-section of Manhattanites and come from various professional backgrounds, including a sales professional, a software engineer, a security engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, an investment banker, and a retired wealth manager. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
A Republican California legislator backed by former President Trump has won a special election to complete the remainder of the term of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, which runs through January. State Assembly member Vince Fong also had the former speaker's endorsement. Also at SRNNews.com, Oklahoma's immigration law is in the federal crosshairs.
The Justice Department has sued Oklahoma over a state law that seeks to impose criminal penalties on those living in the state illegally. The law makes it a state crime, punishable by up to 2 years in prison, to live in the state without legal immigration status. The suit says the Oklahoma law violates the U.S. Constitution and seeks to have a federal court to declare it invalid and bar the state from enforcing it. Similar laws passed in Texas and Iowa are already facing challenges from the Justice Department. I'm Norman Hall.
Hawaii's Attorney General says a court has ordered the manufacturers and distributors of the blood thinner Plavix to pay the state a combined $916 million after finding that the companies failed to disclose the efficacy and safety of the medication. The judgment was issued against Bristol-Myers Squibb and 3 U.S.-based subsidiaries of the French company Sanofi. SRN News. What do you think of the filibuster?
Well, if you are a Democratic politician, you hate it and want to get rid of it, even though you defended it just a few years ago when Republicans were trying to kill it. The filibuster requires 60 votes in the Senate to advance most legislation and is used by the minority party to force their opponents into compromise. But now many Democrats say they would end the filibuster to pass a national abortion law forcing pro-life states to allow the procedure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is strong. Mr. Trump won 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian votes in 2016 and 2020, and he's maintained support from this group. Dr. Mark Devine of Beeson Divinity School tells the American Reformer conservative Christians support Mr. Trump because, quote, elected Democrats and unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda. This is SRN News. The chair of the House Oversight Committee compares President Biden to President Nixon for refusing to release tapes of an interview with a special counsel.
Last week, the president used executive privilege to block House Republicans from obtaining audio recordings of his interviews with special counsel Robert Hur about his handling of classified documents after the files had been subpoenaed by the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees. In an interview with Newsmax on Tuesday, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer compared Biden to former President Richard Nixon, who refused to release recordings of conversations in the Oval Office regarding Watergate. Comer said Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland are afraid of what the American people may hear if the tapes are made public. Hur released a report of the interviews, describing the president as a well-meaning elderly man and described him as having memory problems. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, several allies of former President Trump, and alleged fake electors pleaded not guilty in Maricopa County Tuesday for their alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Arizona. SRN News.